Great. Super fantastic. Good morning, Arizona homeowners, for hour three of Rosie on the House this gorgeous Saturday morning. Thank you for tuning in to the program that's designed to be every Arizona homeowner's best friend. It's Rosie on the House, a Saturday morning tradition for 25 years. Hey, and we're all here just for one purpose, and that's to answer any question you have about any project concerning your house, home, castle, or cabin. We just wrapped up an hour of open lines. We covered everything from oil stains on a Belgard paver driveway to a stinky shower. Now we're going to focus this hour in specifically on the topic of insulation. And to help me do that, I've brought in two of our Rosie certified insulation experts. We've got Dennis Rodenberg from Thermal Advantage. Thermal Advantage kind of does a niche insulation project. We actually market to the older masonry homes that are void of any insulation, and you're injecting the foam into the concrete block.
That's correct. Most homes in Arizona that are masonry don't have any insulation in the walls. So any type of block home, we can give them about five times the R value of the empty block.
We're going to talk a lot about that, and I also have Mr. Scott Petrie, the branch manager of the Phoenix and Tucson offices of our other certified Rosie insulation contractor, Banker Insulation. Scott, thanks for coming down and joining us in the broadcast today.
Thank you for having us.
You can hear, folks, that we're broadcasting live. I'm sure you can hear the noise in the background. We're at the Tucson Convention Center. We're broadcasting from the Southern Arizona Home Builders Association home show that's going on this weekend. It's a packed house. The vendor floor is completely full. If you're looking for ideas on remodeling or updating or fixing up around the house, home, castle, or cabin, this would be a great place for y'all to get here this weekend. All right, let's talk a little bit about insulation. You sure hear a lot, Scott, about how much insulation is the right amount and how much is too much.
Yes, you do. And along with that, you should be hearing about air sealing your house and making sure the insulation's installed properly and ready for insulation before you blow more into your attic.
Well, you know, I think, Scott, my perception, what I perceive, is insulation is one of the less expensive improvements you can do at your house. It's really pretty affordable.
Not only that, but it also pays for itself while you're still living in the house. You think of all the investments that you can do to your home and upgrades that make the house more livable and more pleasurable for you, but this one actually gives you return on investment and better comfort while you're in the home.
Better comfort. Now, with that said, because it's so affordable, I know you sell insulation.
Yes.
And I know Mr. Banker's probably listening.
Probably.
And I'm not trying to dissuade people from buying insulation, but I think people depend on they because it's inexpensive, because it can be installed quickly, because it's not messy. People have gotten in the habit of maybe over depending on too much insulation. You can have too much insulation.
You can invest too much in it to get a reasonable payback, and if it's not done properly, and you don't have a qualified person come out and evaluate it to begin with, you could end up buying something that really isn't going to pay for itself.
Well, and I'm proud to say that we did our part in trying running a couple companies out of town that were coming into the Phoenix and Tucson markets and trying to sell R60 insulation. And then they were doing radiant barrier on top of that. And then they were power ventilating the attic on top of that. They were doing everything they could to the attic to drive the utility bills up. And they were charging $5 and $6 a square foot. It was absolutely criminal. But you can spend too much. And the other thing most people don't realize is the thing about insulation is if it's installed wrong, it's 50% efficient from what it's designed to be.
That's correct. And if it's installed incorrectly and then you install more on top of it, it makes the situation even worse. And then you're spending more money getting nothing out of it. And that's why we encourage people to get energy audits through the programs that are available. And have a certified person come out and do inspections, hook up some equipment to the house, get some real hard data to go with, and then determine whether or not the investment's worthwhile.
Boy, Scott, I couldn't agree with you more on that one. Start with the whole house energy audit.
Yes.
And virtually every major utility company in Arizona, Tucson Electric, APS, SRP, Unisource, are providing subsidies to help pay for those. So the homeowners are only like about $90 to $100 out of pocket. It's something where guys show up at your house with about $30,000 or $40,000 worth of equipment. They spend the better part of 3 or 4 hours analyzing every part of your home. And then you have a roadmap of what to do to drive up your comfort and lower your utility bills.
And that is the best approach, because then you can, the house is a system and all those components work together. And if you fix one thing but don't fix the other two things that are wrong, you're going to maybe see some improvement. You're not going to see the improvement that you could see if you do proper analysis and make the correct repairs.
I can't tell you how many homeowners have called me over the years and said, Rosie, I put an attic exhaust turbine in my attic and my bills went up. And
right.
You want to explain to them why that's happening?
Well, I assume you're talking about a power ventilator.
A power ventilator.
So you're essentially spending money running an electric fan to try and save money to make your attic cooler, which, you know, the analysis I've seen, they don't pay for themselves. It's kind of a zero gain.
Right.
And then you have that electric motor in your attic, which I personally have never been super comfortable with that thing. Now, solar-powered might be something to look at.
It might be something to look at if you've got every penetration in your ceiling of your house sealed.
Right.
Because you don't want to cool off your attic by sucking the air you've already paid to air condition. And that's what's happening. They turn the power ventilators on. They create a negative pressure in their attic, and they're actually sucking the air conditioning out of their house through the penetrations of all the recessed cans and the exhaust fans in the bathroom and the kitchen, and they want to know why their bills have gone up.
Right, and people don't realize how many holes there are in the plane of their ceiling between their living space and their attic. And in most older homes, we're doing a much better job in construction today of sealing those during construction. But in the old days, they just drilled the hole, ran the wire through it, ran the plumbing through it, put the light fixture in the ceiling.
Well, recessed cans are your big enemies.
Yeah, every one of them is a hole. And you're pressurizing your house anyway when your air conditioner kicks on. First, you're depressurizing it, sucking all the air out of it. Then you're pressurizing it, and you're bringing that hot, dirty air from that attic into your house. And as you said, if you power ventilate that attic, then you're drawing the cold air through those same holes.
You're sucking all that expensive air right out through your power ventilator. Let's start with the attic, in attic insulation. And I don't want to talk about the difference between cathedral and conventional. Let's just talk conventional right now. So conventional is you've got your ceilings at 8 foot, you've got a 4 or 5 12 pitch, you've got an attic. What would you, Banker Insulation, Department of Energy, recommend for those of us here on the desert floor? How much insulation should we have up there?
You know, it's going to depend sometimes on your HVAC equipment, if you're gas or electric or a combination. I believe Department of Energy has bumped it up to 49.
Okay.
And it depends on the climate zone you're in, of course. And
right.
I'd recommend going to energy.gov and checking that, put in your zip code and get specifics on the area that you're in, but R38 minimum in this region.
And how would, at your house, how would you like to see that? Would you like to see that in bats, or would you like to see that blown in? And in what material?
In an existing home, I'm always going to recommend blown insulation. In fact, best practice is if you have existing bat insulation, pull that stuff out and then go through, seal up all those penetrations we were talking about earlier, and seal up the ductwork wherever you can, then blow your insulation in so that you get a nice, tight air seal and new insulation.
And there's a very subtle reason for that. Most of the bad insulation that we did in attics was done incorrectly over the years, or it's been moved, or it's been shuffled, or it's been, you know, messed with while we were installing speakers in the ceiling or whatever else. And if we just pouring more blown in over the top of that.
Right.
Doesn't do one thing.
Right, because you need to have an air barrier that's touching your insulation. An air barrier prevents that hot or cold air from moving through the insulation into the conditioned space. And if it's not right up against the drywall on the ceiling and there's a gap between, then you can get what's called a convection loop, where you get heat buildup there. So you're pulling the insulation actually through, or the heat actually through the insulation. So by eliminating the bad insulation, and you're right, it's not that bad insulation doesn't work, it's just the applicators weren't necessarily trained right in the old days, and they didn't necessarily get it installed perfectly. and
or Uncle John moved it when he was helping you install speakers.
That happens a lot too.
Yeah, that happens a lot. And I when I go up in the attic, I don't like working around the insulation. I push it all away from me. I make a big work area, you know.
Yeah, nobody really enjoys working around fiberglass insulation, so it just kind of gets moved and doesn't get put back for that very reason, the comfort issue.
Absolutely. And Dennis, you know, a longtime listener of the show, longtime friend, you know my belief in masonry homes. I mean, I'm a masonry man right to the core of my heart. But for a lot of years, when energy was 5 and 6 cents a kilowatt hour, we never insulated them back in the 60s and 70s.
Right. There really wasn't a financial motivation to do that. Energy was very inexpensive, and we just adjusted the thermostat for whatever comfort level we needed. There's still a lot of wonderful advantages, such as on your house, of having masonry. But the amount of heat that those walls can hold and the BTUs that they're submitted to in the summer and the winter is not a cost-effective arrangement with today's energy rates. So we help with that.
And y'all do. Talk a little bit about how you do that.
We drill into the masonry joint. We don't break into the block itself. And then we inject our foam insulation at about 100 PSI. Our foam doesn't expand, and it doesn't stick to anything. So it's flowing freely through the masonry and filling all of the empty cores in the block.
If y'all can picture this, a masonry wall is a very sturdy wall. I think it's the most durable wall you can build, but they're hollow in the center, okay? Now, at one time in the 70s, we used to pour a little granular insulation there called vermiculite, but we didn't do that for very long. And those hollow cells now Dennis can drill into and inject those empty cells and fill them with foam. It's absolutely a great alternative for those of you that are living in a masonry home. We're going to talk more about insulation. We're going to take Midge, who's calling from Tucson, who would like to talk about talking through an insulation estimate she recently got. All of that when we get back here at Rosie on the House.